Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Max and Yvonne, Fugitives.
The Minotaurs released another installment of his Pwnage Diaries. From Boris's diary, we know there was a safe in Berlin that was important to him, and that he had an ally called Lara. I just found all of her details on Boris's laptop.
Did you say Lara Brunhart in Liechtenstein?
Yes. She's the head of the secret services.
I'm just a high-ranking civil servant. I have no idea who this Boris is. It might be best going to Berlin and speaking to an investigative reporter.
We really just need to know what's in these files.
You need to run them through the Google.
The Berlin safe. I think I found it. I ran it through the Google. Above the nightclub was a penthouse. Registered to that address was a business.
The name?
Lair of the Minotaur. We found him. The world's best hacker.
We're here to speak to the Minotaur.
However you got this address, you shouldn't have come.
Oh, we need to ask you about Boris.
No, fuck off.
About Lara.
Five, four,
about the cuckoo.
Three,
about Operation
two.
V.
That seems to have got his attention.
Max and Yvonne, Fugitives. Episode 3.
Shit. I can't believe I'm going to meet the Minotaur. Yvonne, don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. Yvonne, don't say it. You're a woman!
I am. And right now, Dolph the Bouncer is on his way to kick you to death whilst I finish my Negroni. If you don't want that to happen, explains the following things. What do you know about Operation V? Who is Boris? How did you find me? And what the fuck are you wearing? You may speak.
Well,
That phone.
Chuck. We did, Chuck.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's how we found you. It's software we developed. Or developed. It's discontinued. Well, actually, technically it's not. It's in hibernation.
Okay, you're even first. Back to you.
Boris Yeltsin was our colleague.
No relation to...
He uploaded something to OpenTrove.
We don't know
and
what.
And he was murdered by a British police officer, and it was covered up.
We think by the Russians.
For the files on his laptop, which we downloaded.
Well, it was Yvonne who downloaded it, but yes.
A folder called the Cuckoo.
The whole thing is encrypted.
All we know is that one subfolder is called Operation V.
And we've got the laptop here.
Katya?
Cigarette, bitte.
Sicher.
Das ist alles.
Thank you for not having Dolph kick us to death.
That was Jonas. My cigarette boy. Dolph is on his way.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking with you. Now, are you familiar with Negronis?
Well,
yeah.
Good. Make me a Negroni.
Oh.
We followed the Minotaur, Katya, through her penthouse. It was austere, modernist, high-end...
It was ballerific.
Wait, is that an original Mondrian?
Oh, yeah. Given to me by the CEO of an oil company after I promised not to send the press a list of the rare animals who died near their contaminated drilling site.
Oh, wasn't that the Pwnage Diaries when you...
Had the dead bodies of the animals thrown out of a plane von by von and parachuted onto his golf course during the finals of the tournament he sponsors.
So technically you kept your promise?
Absolutely not. I also sent a detailed press release to the world's media.
Nice.
So, let's get to work.
Yes, that is a cool sofa.
I know, do not touch it.
Yeah, cool.
So, this is the sacred laptop.
We've done everything we can to keep it safe.
Great.
What are you doing?
No, what the fuck are you doing bringing this in here with the Wi-Fi chip still intact?
Oh, well,
That seems a bit extreme.
Have you connected it to a network since you ran away?
No! Well, actually, yes. Once, at Mr. Cheney's.
And what happened then?
His house was blown up and he died.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
The good news is you're not being pursued by the Russians.
Oh, well, that's...
The bad news is I believe the people chasing you are a Wahhabi terror group known as the Brotherhood of Death.
Ah.
Yeah, the Brotherhood of Death.
Please stop saying that. It's quite unnerving. I haven't heard of them.
Few have. But over the last few months, rumors about the group have started to spread across the more extreme Islamist chat rooms, forums, terrorist Twitter...
That's a thing?
Rocket chat, Discord, Telegrams, the chatter is increasing. But until now, the only concrete evidence has been this.
Katya clicked something imperceptible on the brushed metal table,
and suddenly the wall became a giant screen. On it, we saw a low-quality recording of a Skype call between two men in Saudi robes.
It's an hour-long conversation, so careful not to give specifics away. But they talk about colonizing the forces of the West, radicalizing highly trained, capable fighters who are used to obeying orders. So infiltrating the army, the air force...
The giant policeman in the balaclava.
And the next stage of their plan seems to be this. Operation V. The Brotherhood's first strike. And now, with your files, I'm going to find out what they're planning.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
So take that laptop and get out.
What?
I've copied the files, and I work alone.
But we can help.
We've got skills. I mean, we found you using Shark.
Yeah, I've deleted Shark.
You can't delete Shark. That's a program that we developed, and it's all stored on... Wait, where the fuck has it gone?
Look, I developed Enigma too.
Ugh, I'm sorry to hear that. Get out.
Wait, look, I'm developing this brilliant algorithm. It's got huge potential as an immensely accurate predictor of human behaviour, and it's currently being rolled out to an audience of 500 million users.
Is what program?
Well, it's called Ice Cream Town. It's like sort of like Candy Crush meets Farmville. And you, well, if you complete a short survey, you get more cones and more ice cream flavours.
Right.
And toppings.
Just stop.
Please let us help. We can't go home. And I really don't want to go back to your nightclub.
Okay, fine. There's one thing you could do to help.
Anything.
There's a way of finding out what Boris uploaded to OpenTrove.
Great.
Go to the Ukraine.
Wait, what?
To OpenTrove's headquarters.
Really?
They only take meetings in exceptional circumstances, so you'll need to go under fake identities.
Hold on a minute.
And without being discovered, plug this USB into their system.
What the fuck?
Or don't. Fly back to England and wait for the Brotherhood to find you.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds really dangerous.
It is. But hey, Boris left you this awful sticker. Here you go. With Tony's a tech dev turtle on your laptop case, now you've got some backup.
Wow, that is lame. And I don't know if the turtle giving a thumbs up with all four of his feet looks as jolly as they thought it would.
It looks cursed.
So, are you in?
I guess we're going to the Ukraine.
Katya, could I use your toilet?
No.
Please?
No.
Cool.
After Katya had a massive go at us for having taken public transport whilst on the run...
It's too easy to track your movements. You might as well walk around in luminous clothing. Oh, but I see you've done that as well.
She gave us the details of a dodgy chop shop in outer Berlin, which took cash and didn't ask any questions.
So we bought some new clothes and headed to the bad end of the scrap metal yard.
Here is car.
Thank you. Do you take Moroccan dirham?
Yes.
Of course. Well, we'll get out of your... I was going to say hair, but that's a spider's web tattoo, isn't it?
Wait. Let me check trunk. Oh. No. You cannot have this car. Here, his car.
And so we drove from Berlin towards the Ukrainian headquarters of OpenTrove, WikiLeaks' glossy millennial cousin.
Hey, man. Are you sure you don't want to stop for a bit? You've been driving for quite a few hours.
No, it's okay. I am the road.
Okay, maybe we should pull over.
It's fine. Look, to stay awake, let's go through the backstory Katya gave us again.
Sure. We're simply a pair of libertarian cryptocurrency multimillionaires, and we're meeting because we've promised them a donation of 10 million euro designed to radically expand OpenTrove's leaking operations.
But Katya, what about when they ask for the money?
I'll just transfer it to them. And then steal it back later.
Jesus.
God, Katya's who I want to be when I grow up. Look at those football fans. What an atmosphere. Policy resurgence. Policy resurgence. Look them up, Max. See who they're against.
Okay. Ooh. Ivan, they are not a football team. Policy resurgence means Polish knights, and they're an extremely right-wing political party.
Oh, no.
However, they are against quite a lot of things, including, of course, my people.
Tech developers?
Jews.
Oh, I'd like to retract my chanting.
Oh, also in the news, this is cool. Omni has won its first appeal in the US, so its surveillance software is now legal in 2 states.
I thought you said cool, not the beginning of the end of the world. A private company owning the entire internet is not a good thing.
They don't want to own it. They want to passively monitor it on behalf of governments and huge businesses, and ultimately for the common man.
Yeah, their lobbyists have spent quite a lot of money promoting the phrase passively monitor.
Sorry, Mr. Open Source. You do realise that in the years since you idealistically gave away Enigma 2, you've comfortably worked for the man on very much a for-profit basis?
Whatever. Omni are worse than fuel.
Hey, poor Boris was an Omni boy. In fact, shit, surely if he had access to all the data they'd gathered, that's how he stumbled across the Brotherhood of Death.
Well, actually, that does make sense.
And if their software can uncover a terror group, can it be that bad?
I don't know, man. If I'm in incognito mode, it's for a reason. And it's not for a passive reason.
Oh, my fucking God!
Ah!
Oh!
Is it the Brotherhood?
Ivan!
Did I kill him? Are there more?
It was a deer. You hit a deer.
What? Oh.
Ivan took it upon himself to put the poor animal out of its misery.
Oh, my God. Okay, mate. Here goes. I'm so sorry. Wait. Where are you going? Come back! Come back!
Thankfully, he'd only clipped it, so the deer was able to limp away.
Ivan, for God's sake, put the hammer back in the glove compartment. I dread to think why that was there in the first place.
It felt like we hadn't slept for days.
Probably because we basically hadn't.
So I pulled over into a lay-by and we shut our eyes.
I dreamt I was on the main stage of the 8th Meridian Tech Conference, giving a keynote presentation. I was being heckled by deer dressed in Saudi clothing.
Whilst I was driving lost around Ice Cream Town, pursued by a tidal wave of strawberry sauce that was getting closer and closer. And then...
Huh? But it's
Katya.
Yeah, it's basically like Snapchat, but for a dog.
Max!
Ah! The Brotherhood!
No, it's Katya!
It's the Brotherhood.
Ah!
Operation V. I've decrypted it.
Oh my God.
And is it...
It's good. By which I mean it's very, very bad.
What?
I've just sent it to you. It's a detailed document plotting out their planned strikes across Europe.
Oh, fuck. I've just read ahead to the words rain of poison.
That's phase 2. Enormous amounts of K-27 poison released via drone. If they succeed, it would be the largest and most deadly chemical attack ever planned.
To be released over V, a major European hub.
Where could that be? Vienna? Venice? Vienna?
That's horrifying. But I guess at least phase 2 implies it's not straight away.
No, but phase 1 is. 4 bombs detonated across Europe simultaneously.
Oh my God.
Christ. I remember when we tried to launch Snapdial simultaneously in 4 time zones and it was a nightmare. So from a purely logistical perspective, my heart goes out to these guys.
Yeah, Ivan is running pretty low on sleep at the moment.
It's incredibly important we know as much as we can about this group. Get to OpenTrove. Don't fuck it up. The pressure is enormous.
Thanks, Katya.
That really doesn't help.
Pull this off and I'll tell you which one of you earns £17,000 a year more than the other.
Wait, what?
Goodbye.
She was just,
Probably just joking.
I mean, how much
How much do you? I imagine we're probably on the same...
Yeah, probably.
Or we could just never talk about it.
Let's just do that.
We made our way through Poland and crossed over into the Ukraine.
On the outskirts of Lviv, a large, grey, featureless building loomed in the distance.
Open trove up ahead.
Max, I'm nervous, man.
Hey, me too. But you mustn't forget, we're not just doing this to help take down a terror group. We're doing this for Boris.
For Boris.
The man was a hero.
A true hero.
Oh, it's Lara. Hi, Lara.
Boris was my internet stalker.
What?
Oh, no.
I play Infinity Quest online and we're in the same guild. We never met in real life.
Right.
He'd keep asking me out and I always said no. His diary is pure fantasy.
Are you sure it's the same person?
It has to be. All of his diary entries about us going out together are just quests we did online. And I don't know anyone else who says greets so much.
He did say greets a lot.
I'll send you the chat transcripts now.
Sure, thanks.
Actually, not now. I think if I tried to load up Infinity Quest on my work computer, it would probably shut down the entirety of the Liechtenstein government. I'm sorry I don't have cooler news. I thought maybe this was the start of some massive cool conspiracy.
Well...
We brought Lara up to speed.
We told her about Katya.
The Brotherhood of Death.
Our Open Trove mission.
And Operation V.
Katya said the poison's called K-27. Max has been looking it up and it's insanely deadly.
8 milligrams can kill someone almost instantly. And the Brotherhood is going to spray 0.5 kilo from a drone over a European hub codenamed V.
V? Shit. What if it was Vaduz? That'd be pretty crazy.
Where's Vaduz?
The capital of Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein has a capital.
Okay, so maybe it's not Vaduz. It's never Vaduz. But this is really exciting. Good luck in there. And don't get yourselves killed. Otherwise, your diplomatic passports are gonna be useless.
Ha.
I mean, I think they're fairly useless even whilst you're alive, but look, hey, Sandra started processing them at least.
We walk towards the oppressive-looking Open Trove building.
Okay, so Boris wasn't perfect.
Doesn't even sound like he's remotely pleasant.
No. So let's not do this for Boris. Let's do it for what he stood for.
Harassing women online.
Oh, God, no. The good bits. Okay, let's just park Boris.
We're doing this to bring down the Brotherhood of Death.
Yes. I went for that deer that I maimed.
The only way into the Open Trove building was via 2 small doors, each at the end of a flight of metal steps, one leading up, one leading down to a basement.
The basement looked empty, but at the top of the other steps sat a man, staring blankly at his watch and smoking a joint.
As we approached him, he didn't seem to see us. He just stared, red-eyed, at his watch.
Hello, we're here to...
Wellness time. 1 minute left.
Okay, it's just...
Please. 1 minute.
I think we should probably let him have his minute. It looks like someone's kicked his dog to death.
We walked past him, through the open door, and the first thing we saw, as our eyes adjusted to the gloom, was a video of a dog being kicked to death.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, is that real? It's real, don't look, don't look.
As we stepped back from the computer screen in horror, the red-eyed man came back in.
He sat down, impassively, and clicked a box with some Ukrainian text.
The video went away, replaced with a cartoon of a clan rally.
He clicked it away. A video of drones taking pot shots at families running in fear through some unknown village.
He kept clicking through the horror.
Around him on banks of beige computers through a fog of weed smoke, a room of people did the same, like zombies.
A woman sat near us was softly crying as she clicked through.
I hadn't thought about how disturbing all the leaked material must be.
It's really not great.
Looks like his wellness time is up. Perhaps we should talk to him.
I guess so.
Hello.
I know. I took 30 seconds extra wellness time, but accident.
No, it's not that. We're here because we've got a meeting with the head.
Head, yes, I am beheading.
Beheading?
I monitor video of beheading.
Sorry, your job is to look at beheadings?
Yes.
Christ. I mean, only none of these are actually beheading. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that is one.
He clicked a different box, typed something underneath.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a beheading.
Each worker catalogue different thing. Him, bomb. Him, bestial.
Me, I am racism.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Everyone here so miserable?
No. Look, he like it.
They ask me find conspiracy theory, but I start to find conspiracy fact.
You gotta pick your side in the culture war, so listen up, my fellow emancipatriots. There's storm brewing, and some of y'all in Europe, you know who you are getting ready for it, right? Your golden shields, your Polish knights, you gather your forces, people. And remember to consume Neurotonic 3000 before and after every bowel movement.
A 6-hour-long video. Does he really talk for that long?
Oh, yes, look.
Even in the basement of that orphanage? It's a bunch of government-bred chimeras just being fattened up. If you're happy consuming fluoride, you may as well just go ahead and brush your teeth with the blood of a dozen babies. State-of-the-art rectal douche and these vitamin pills. They're going to give you the power to unlock what scientists
Thanks.
Are calling
I think I've seen enough.
Potential.
Whoa, don't you want to find out about the chimeras?
They are 80% gorilla or 80% pig, and they talk Chinese.
Luca, leave them be. I'm sorry. He's seen too much.
So many bad video. To find beheading.
You know, I work on algorithms. I could maybe speed up your work so you only got sent beheading videos.
I don't want that. Please.
No. No, I hear that out loud. I suppose not.
You, inspectors?
Ah, hello. I think you may have seen our email.
American?
No, English.
What English inspectors?
I'm so sorry, we're not inspectors. You see, we've come to Opentrove because we have...
Opentrove? No. We, Facebook moderators. Opentrove is downstairs.
Comrades, you found us. I'm Alexander. Welcome to the cradle of internet freedom.
Wow. Opentrove was beautiful, like a high-tech hippie commune.
Alexander led us past smiling, bearded young programmers playing hacky sack, past hammocks and breakout spaces.
And inspirational phrases painted on the walls. Truth is power, knowledge is freedom, to leak is to love.
Sorry we're late, we went
upstairs? Don't worry, you're not the first. We keep ourselves kind of hidden away down here. There's lots of people who prefer we didn't exist, but we think it's kind of punk to work in the same building as those outsourced Facebook mods. They censor, well, we do the opposite. Plus, we're stealing their crazy fast internet connection.
Amazing.
So, this is Opentrove. It grew from, you know, a loose collection of hackers, journalists, academics, into what it is now.
Alexander, we've finished redacting the Monaco papers.
Amazing. Thank you, Anna.
And it's Falafel Wednesdays. Yuri's making them this week.
They're nice.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some later. Okay, come. Let's sit in here. So, you mentioned you want to support our activism, which is so, so cool. Here are our details.
Thank you. We'll transfer that.
Yeah, I'll just contact Katya in our finance team.
Hey, no rush. It's just great to speak to people who share our values.
Yeah. I'm very much, you know, open source, yeah, open access. Yeah, love it.
Your offer of support is very generous. Where would you like the money to go?
As in...
How would you like us to target the funds?
Good question.
Yeah. Great question.
We, well, basically, Opentrove is doing a great job leaking all over, really. And we want more of the same.
Yeah, more leaks.
Yeah, leaking stuff about the right people. Or the wrong people, as the case may be.
Yeah, sure. Well, that is our mission.
The donation has been received, Alexander.
Oh, thank you, Anna. And thank you, both. We'll be out for falafel in just a moment. Gentlemen, you have my attention. I'll say this only once. Who are these right people you'd like us to destroy? Don't worry. Our work is discreet, untraceable, independent. And it's very, very good.
That's good to know.
Some of us cut our teeth in the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, but we realized setting up on our own could be far more profitable. Back then, we worked for one government. Now we can work for whoever pays us, which is why you are here.
Yes.
98% of our leaks are genuine, and we are very, very careful about the quality of the bespoke content which we create. Documents, audio, video, all entirely in-house.
Well, this is perfect for our needs.
Excellent. Well, let me get Yuri. He can talk you through our services in more detail.
Shit.
Omni's not looking so bad now, is it?
I mean, oh my God.
Right, okay, quick. There's a computer in the corner. Just go.
Okay. Oh, for God's sake, why do USBs never go in the right way around?
Come on.
No, okay. Okay, no, it was right the first time, actually. We're in.
Great. Now, I strongly suggest we make our excuses and get the absolute fuck out of here.
Man!
Alexander, I'm very sorry, but something's come up and we need to go.
Oh, I am so sad.
Well, we liked hanging out with you, too.
No, I am so sad that you think we don't have CCTV in our own fucking office.
Oh, God.
Don't move.
Ah!
Get them.
Yuri, закрой двери!
Yuri and Anna ran to the front door, blocking it.
And Alexander pulled out a pistol.
God!
This way!
In a fit of desperation, Ivan tipped over the falafel cart, blocking the path behind us.
We barged through a side door and out into a stairwell.
Where's the exit? It's a basement. Up! There's the door!
Stand back! I leaned forward with my shoulder and charged full speed towards it.
Yeah!
It wasn't locked.
I mean, it just... I thought... it really looked like it would be locked. Oh, God. We're here.
The inspectors are back.
Please, I don't want more beheading video. I see so many.
We're not inspectors. Get out of the way. They're after us.
I know. They're after all of us. Chimera people. Only the emancipators know the truth. But no one listens.
We scrambled back through the awful moderator offices, out onto the metal staircase.
Past another worker sat smoking, staring at their watch.
Move, please!
Wellness time! I have 3 minutes left!
Open the car!
Oh, come on!
Go! Why aren't we moving?
It's a very shit car!
Stop! It's coming right for us! Jesus!
Oh God, did I kill him?
Stop! And no, you just clipped him. He's getting back up. God, why can't you run over anything properly?
Get the hammer!
What the fuck am I going to do with a hammer?
I don't know.
The bridge barodan.
Quick, the gate's closing.
Oh God. I can see my wing mirrors anyway.
You were not looking.
Is that Alexander on a motorbike?
God, speed up, you shitty stolen car.
Katya.
Get out. These people are scum.
Yeah, we've realized.
He's coming up on my side.
I'm in their system, hunting for Boris's files.
Yeah, great.
Max, hand me the hammer. I'm going to throw it.
I'm not sure how long it will take.
Katya, I'm so sorry. Can we speak later? Ivan, here you go. This is fucking stupid.
No!
Holy shit, you got him in the helmet.
I was aiming for his wheels.
Ivan, Fugitives, is written and performed by Max Aleska and Ivan Gonzalez, and features Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Celeste Dring, Dan Tetzel, Alina Alminas, Ernest Gromoff, Freya Parker, Gemma Whelan, Jack Malone, Jason Forbes, Justin Edwards, Katia Kavinga, Kyle Kinane, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sammy Broly, Stephen Mangan, and Steve First. Sound design is by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The producer is Ben Walker for Storyglass.